tonight, today's variety. It's Cindy and Chris in the morning. Good morning. Hey, Motown coming to Broadway in Tucson. We got a little Motown medley. Your chance to get yourself in there because it's going to be awesome on Tuesday night.
Opening night.
Next Tuesday. So Motown medley coming up here in just a minute. All right, so.
So yesterday, Chris and I went to a school. We went to La Paloma Academy to read to some kids because it's Love of Reading Week. The entire month of February is Love of Reading
Week.
Yeah,
we were at La Paloma Academy. Those kids were cool kids.
We wanted to share our love of reading with them, so we read them a couple of stories, and it was really fun. But Chris, you kind of only you could mess this up.
What do you mean? I can read very.
No,
well.
You were a great reader. You just can't read to kids. You struggle. We read this book. We read Arthur's Valentine.
That was a good book. I like Arthur. And it's a tough word for me to say. Arthur. And then we read The Moose and the Muffin or something.
Yeah, well, as soon as we walk into the room, I actually recorded a little clip. Here's what happened.
Okay.
All right, we're going to read a story, okay? This is called Arthur's Valentine. Are you going to eat that cookie?
Hey, we're reading right now. We're reading right now. No, it's okay.
No, I'm good right now. Save me one, though. Just save me one.
You're eating the kids' Valentine's Day candy and cookies.
No.
You're stealing food off of kids' desks. You're literally taking candy from children.
There was a kid that had a full bag of, like, it looked like Oreos. Just like he was the kid, like the supplier. I mean, I said, hey, you're going to eat that. Let me save me one.
You're still taking sweets from
a
child.
It was a Valentine's cookie. They were offering them up.
Okay. All
kids know how to eat. They had strong eating game there yesterday at La Paloma Academy.
Yeah, it was good Valentine's
Day.
At
Funyuns. Funyuns were on fire, literally. The spicy Funyuns, I didn't even know they existed.
We come to read to children, and you're talking about all their snacks. Like, we weren't there to eat their snacks. We were there to read to
them.
Let
me ask you a question. Did we read?
We did. And they were
cute. Did the kids like the book?
They did. They were cute.
Then mission accomplished.
Close your eyes, said Arthur. I want to give you a kiss. They were cute.
Yeah, nobody wants to kiss in second grade.
No.
We want a snack.
They want snacks. Yeah. Well, they had snacks. Yeah. No, but then we read a classic, If You Give a Moose a Muffin.
That's right? A classic?
Yes. It's like If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, If You Give a Moose a Muffin. It's like those full circle books with great pictures. You weren't even showing them the pictures, by the way. You're just flipping through the book, reading it. You got to show every page.
First time out of the gate. Work with me.
Okay.
Not like I'm doing this on a regular basis.
And then at the end of that book, here's what you said.
I didn't think that was all that exciting. Did you?
Sometimes there's books that you like and there's books that you don't, but it's all about, you got to read to know whether you like them or you don't like them. You got to try it out at least.
I
just called the book boring. The book that we just read.
The book was
you
boring.
You said it was boring.
I thought it was a boring book.
Well, I salvaged it.
And I don't think I was alone, by the way.
Well, I salvaged it.
Oh, thank you.
By encouraging and fostering a love of reading to these children, because that's the whole point. It's love of reading.
Fostering
week.
A love of reading. Take that spoon out of your mouth.
Oh my gosh.
The silver spoon. Hey, I was not alone. There were a couple guys were with me going, Morris and the apple or the pear or whatever. What's it called?
If You Give a Moose a Muffin.
Moose and the Muffin. It just didn't grab me. That's all.
And that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
I was being honest.
We also need to make sure that we're not knocking on reading.
No one's knocking on reading. I just said the book wasn't that exciting.
Well, then at the end, we're talking to these kids, right, about what books they like to read. And you really brought it home.
Boy, you're coming
really
at me this
the opposite
morning.
Of brought it home. Do you guys like to read?
Yeah. Can I share mine?
Who likes to play video games?
I
I love this class.
I wanted to get the party going a little bit in there.
Okay.
The kids love
video games, though. We're talking about reading. I guess you could read in video
games.
You
know that there are storyboards on video games now that you read?
No, that's true. That's true.
Okay, I was within the curriculum there. I fell right under that umbrella.
All right.
Fine. All right, you record. Great. Just get us some Motown music.
All right, here's your Motown medley.